This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Ethnic studies courses are offered as electives by some Texas school districts, but Fort Worth ISD is taking that a step further. It's developed what it calls an infusion curriculum on Latino and African American studies. This new material's being taught in all grades. It's first period at Fort Worth's Pascal High School.
Right. What do you know about La Gran Plaza?
Students kick off Elias Valverde's ninth grade social studies class, talking about a popular shopping mall. There are elotes, the popular grilled corn sold by Mexican food vendors.
Elotes, okay.
Students say it's where soon-to-be 15-year-olds shop for quinceañera dresses.
You know, why is La Gran Plaza more than a shopping mall?
Valverde wants students to think about the larger significance of the Fort Worth shopping center.
Now, La Gran Plaza is breaking the mold of malls. This is not just here in Fort Worth, they've done it in other parts of the country too, where the demographics of the people have changed, the population, so they're adapting.
Valverde says this discussion helps his predominantly Latino class see how culture influences economic development.
It lets the students know that they're a part of history. They may not have picked up on it before, you know, in seventh or eighth grade social studies or earlier, but now with this new curriculum overlay, they're going to see that, yes, Latino history has played a part, African American history has played a part, and that's part of what makes our country great.
By curriculum overlay, he means two new guidebooks for the infusion of Latino studies and African and African American history and culture into all of Fort Worth ISD's social studies classes.
It's not meant to be separate because Texas has its state standards for social studies.
That's David Colon, lead author of the Latino Studies Guidebook and associate professor of English and Latino Studies at Texas Christian University. He's one of several people the district tapped from North Texas colleges to create the guides. Fort Worth ISD also got input from the community.
What they wanted was in places where it would fit, where we could be more inclusive on the history, the economies, the stories of Latinos in the United States, to basically cover blind spots and to infuse the curriculum with a more accurate history of our people.
Take the American Revolution, Colon says.
When students study the American Revolution, most students don't study very much about, say, Bernardo de Galvez, who was the governor of Spanish Louisiana, who funded numerous battles that the Continental Army won against the British in the Midwest.
Fort Worth is one of several Texas school districts that offers an elective Latino studies course in high school. And the State Board of Education is considering offering a course on African American studies statewide, modeled after a class Dallas ISD created. While these classes are important, Fort Worth ISD wanted to make this material available to students before high school. Joe Nagella is Fort Worth ISD's Director of Social Studies. He says this will get students more engaged.
In looking at our standards and our textbooks, we know that the history that they're taught with those resources alone, they don't always identify with. And so what we want to do is we want to bring in a history that they can identify with.
The sooner students can see themselves in the material they're studying, he says, the more likely they'll want to learn it.
It's an absolute necessity that we have this type of curriculum in place and we create opportunities for conversations that don't ordinarily happen and provide a structure and a safe place for those conversations to happen.
So with your group, I want you to take a look at
Mr. Valverde is putting that into practice. He's asked his ninth graders to split up into groups and discuss what they've learned today. Leslie Casique's parents are from Guanajuato, Mexico. She says these discussions could actually help their relationship.
Because you know what your parents felt like when they were over there. You learned things you didn't expect to know, and you could relate more to your parents now.
And by understanding where her parents come from, she says, she can better understand history. Stella Chavez, KERA News.